the Sunday Sit-Down on Algoa FM.
Andy Grammer teams up with Rehab on Sunday Lunch on Algoa FM for a song called Saved My Life. There must be an animal or two who can already say that about Dr. Bethany Darmonser. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
Much better than I was last week when we had to postpone, it turns out.
Yes, unfortunately. Yes.
So, Dr. Bethany.
Yes.
That's
thankfully.
Technically correct. Huh.
It is. Finally, after a very long 6 years, I can finally claim the title of my hard work and studies.
Got it. I think people often forget that it is that long. And the difference between your patients and those of human doctors is humans can generally tell you what is wrong. However, animals cannot.
Yes, it's much more difficult, but what we can to get what we need to fix animals, help them get better, whether they be cattle, dogs, your cats, or even crocodiles sometimes.
Right, we'll get to that in a second, I'm fairly sure. Just a little bit about you, born here in Kebega, grew up in Maritzburg, and now you're doing your year's community service in Eerloofstal in Pretoria.
Yes, I was born in Kebega, and I grew up in a small little town called King Williamstown. My entire father's side of the family lives in Kebega, and we grew up in King Williamstown, there where my mother was a lecturer at Agricultural College. And I went to Peter Maritzburg and then eventually to Pretoria, where I was able to complete my studies, and now we do our community service here, where we give back to the community through our services.
Right. So what makes somebody with your particular skill set and a vet at that want to enter something like Miss South Africa? Because there's still a stigma of sorts, let's not kid, about beauty pageants, surely. Because they're still being, well, maybe beauty pageant isn't the right word anymore, because if it were about the most beautiful, then you could be an absolute airhead. You just have to be pretty. We know that's no longer the case. So what's the deal?
Most definitely. Beauty pageants are so much more than what they started out to be, and we're able to allow women to break the shackles of what society made us to be defined by, this beauty and, like you said, this airhead appearance. And now we have these women coming in that come from so many different backgrounds and careers. We have lawyers, we have a real estate agent, we have so many various models and volunteers. And to have all these people come forward in this stage of Miss South Africa and represent our country just shows the great diversity of amazing women we have. And as a vet, we are normally, like you say, with the glitz and glam. And like I said, we work with animals from cattle to dogs. And often I'm in my gumboots and overalls.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that doesn't exactly scream, I've got that lifestyle. It really doesn't.
I go and put on makeup and enter onto the stage, of course. But what Miss Africa does is it allows us a platform to grow ourselves and cultivate what we want to do to make our nation better as well. And that's why I entered Miss Africa, because I wanted to bring awareness and help pursue this idea of what we should do to help achieve one health, which is the interconnected health of animals, humans, and the environment.
I saw that, and I did want you to kind of unpack that a little. So what you're saying is it isn't an entirely environmental thing. In other words, so it's about all the components of life, and you're calling it One Health.
Yes, yeah, so it's one thing that we do learn in our career as vets, and something that we play a huge role in. And what you do is you help the animals, and that helps the environment, and we allow people to be educated in how they can play a role in this. Part of this is the Sustainable Development Goals, which the UN has put forward, which are goals that we wish to achieve by 2030 in order to help the entire world globally become a better place. These are things like reducing poverty, enabling our ways to do more sustainable things, both in land and in the ocean, and to help the economy grow. And this is all a part of what One Health does, because as soon as we help the health of one, the people, their mental health, their physical health, we're able to then able to help the animals and help the environment subsequently.
Mm. Just to change tack for a second, tell me about the kind of family that results in a Dr. Bethany.
A wonderful forester who now is currently residing in Cape Town is my father, and through him I was able to go to so many nature reserves and get to immerse myself in nature. And my mother, who is a teacher of both mathematics and physical sciences, that science background, and her always having this hands-on way of teaching me what is going on in the environment on a scientific basis, just fostered this love of nature and science and put me in this direction. I always said that there will always be people helping people, and so I wanted to do something different and become a vet.
Right. I see in a Q&A that was conducted with you previously, you said, "It truly took a village to raise me, as my aunts, uncles, and cousins have also always played a huge role in my life." And so we all know the saying, "It takes a village to raise a child," to which more than one person has added, "Preferably one with a vineyard."
Yes, I would think so. I hope so. But yes, I have so much family all over South Africa, and my family in Pietermaritzburg, my family in Tabega, they all came together to really just make me who I am. And I love immersing myself with family, because, and family and friends for that matter, because you learn so much from people, and that, I think, builds who you are as a person as well. And that definitely took that village to raise Dr. Bethany.
In a country that has more than, let's not kid, its fair share of problems, what still makes you proud to be South African?
I'm proud to be South African because my roots are here. My roots are in a country that has such beautiful landscapes, has even more amazing people, and truly has the ability to do so much more than what we give ourselves credit for. I have the privilege on Sundays holding segments called Sustainable Sundays, where I speak to South Africans and what they're doing to help our country achieve a more sustainable future. A previous weeks ago, I spoke to a lady who was doing research on how we can use urine to create jet fuel and fertilizer. And I'll be speaking to someone now today who has a business with a whole lot of sustainable items that you can purchase that will make your day-to-day lives easier and also more sustainable. So these are things that make me so proud to be South African, because we have people in our country who have these amazing ideas and deserve to be recognized.
Yeah. And let's not forget, we are the only country with the braai.
Yes, of course.
You can keep your barbecue. You can keep your horrible English wood. You can, etc., etc. Right. I see that you and I have something in common, and that is we don't mind cooking. In fact, we quite like cooking. What do you like to cook?
Cooking.
Or is it an adventure for you, where it's always new things, or is it, I'm really good at these specialities, but I also enjoy finding out new things?
Definitely a bit of that, I'd say. I love being a baker. My mother's side of the family loves baking. So our family table, the dinner will be served, but the dessert table will be 10 times longer. So I grew up with that as the basis.
I can't fault that. That sounds exactly like my late Oma's kitchen. Because she had one of those, in Afrikaans, they call it a spens, so like a larder. And yes, there were pickles and this and that, but there were always cakes and biscuits and rusks and kind of puddings.
Sounds delicious.
And this, yeah. So you also enjoy hiking, though. I'm not going with you for that.
I'm sure you can come along and I'll show you some great routes.
No, it's fine. Hiking for me is a bit like running. I'm not doing it unless something is chasing me, in short. I see that you are also a Spider-Man admirer. Why is that?
I admire Spider-Man for his relatability. Most importantly, he acknowledged the fact that, as the most famous quote from it goes, with great power comes great responsibility. And I think that encapsulates what our responsibility in day-to-day life is, as well as how, although he was a part of the Avengers and got to do all these great things, he was still a relatable school child, a high schooler, that still wanted to be the neighborhood-friendly Spider-Man. And that relatability, as well as understanding the responsibility it takes to be a day-to-day person with powers, like we have our power to how we walk on this earth, our carbon footprint and everything, that really resonates with me.
Interesting. So I need to come back now to the part about crocodiles. What?
So yes, in Bethany, we have so many different career paths we can choose, and one of them is pathology. So we had this crocodile come in, and I have never seen a crocodile before, alive, I should say, that I got to work with. But this dead crocodile shows up, and you have to do the forensics and find out how these animals died. And that was a very interesting case for me, and something I definitely will take with from my career of studying.
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah. I have seen live crocodiles, but only from a very safe distance, and usually separated by something that prevents them from ever being able to get to me. Although I've seen how they go up walls, so, you know, you just don't know. Anyway, so a little while earlier on, when Doreen, who reads our news today, and well, that makes it sound like she has an insignificant job. Doreen is from our newsroom, and in addition to handling all the social media and stuff, she is a proud donkey mom. She is asking me, however, to hit you up for a bit of free veterinary advice. She says recently her donkeys are preferring guavas to even carrots. Is it healthy for donkeys to eat lots and lots of guavas?
I think the same thing goes for animals as it does for humans. All things in moderation.
She's going to have to struggle to tell this to the donkeys, because it sounds like, yeah, and if they've given up carrots for guavas, then I don't know. Anyway,
they are known to be stubborn.
Dr. Bethany, it's been great chatting to you. Usually we finish off the Sunday sit-down with a question I didn't prepare you for, but I'd still like the answer to the question. Aside for going looking for your missing money, if you were president for a day, what would you do?
If I was president for a day, I would sit everybody down in our country in a nationwide live broadcast to have a braai and enable us to discuss all the things that we want to do to make South Africa better, because I think we really are a country that is for the people, by the people, and to hear what our people need and want to do to make our country do better, we need to put our hands in this nation to help it thrive, and that's what I do, listen to the people as the president to make it a better country.
Woo! You have my vote there, and if I want to vote for you on for Miss South Africa, how do we go about doing that?
You can go into your App Store, whether it be your Play Store, your Apple iStore, and you can download the Miss South Africa app. When you go into the app, you'll be able to go to your voting, and you can select my name, Bethany DeMond. The first vote is completely free, and there is currently, the voting cell has come to this ended, unfortunately, but the voting is still open until Friday. So please, yes, vote on the app or on the Miss South Africa website to see me in the top 10.
Awesome. It's been great catching up with you and finding out a little bit about you. All the best, and stay in touch, especially if you win.
Thank you, and I'll go, family, and follow me on my social medias to find out more about my journey.
And what are those?
My Instagram handle is BethCara_13, and my Facebook is BethDemons.
Right.
Thank you.
Cool.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cool. Bye-bye.
On air. On air. Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.